You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit EnduranceWarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's EnduranceWarranty.com.
Have you ever experienced one of those moments in the stillness of the night when you're stirred from your sleep, your heart is burdened with a sense of urgency to pray? Have you ever wondered why God would interrupt your rest and draw you into communion with Him? In the quiet hours of the night, when the world is enveloped in darkness and silence reigns, there will be occasions when God decides to wake His children to pray. It's a divine invitation, a sacred beckoning to draw near to Him in intimate communion. And though it may seem inconvenient or disruptive, it is a testament to God's deep love and concern for His people. One woman at my church once testified about an experience similar to this. After a long day at work, she went to sleep early. Her husband had been out of town and he was driving back home that night after a very late finish. Deep into the night, this lady woke up with a deep urgency to pray. She said she could only think about her husband as she prayed. And so she prayed for him. Now, at the time she was praying, the husband is driving back home and he gets into a terrible car accident. The car flips over and he has to crawl out of the vehicle to get to safety. Dazed and in shock, the man escapes without serious injury, only a few scratches. When the couple were reunited, they spoke of their individual experiences and pieced together that the wife was praying for the husband at the precise time that the accident took place. Now, say what you will, but I believe there are these wonderful and rare occasions where God can wake you up with a deep burden in your heart for prayer. One pastor always used to tell me that there's something different about praying at night. For example, midnight is a time of transition. It's a time where we change over from one day into another. And the thing that you should know about midnight is that there are a lot of activities that happen in the spiritual realm around this time. In Acts chapter 16, verse 25, the Bible says, "And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison was shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed." Exodus 11, "And Moses said, Thus saith the Lord about midnight, while I go out into the midst of Egypt." So here, the Lord God Almighty waited until midnight to execute judgment on Egypt. David is another example. In Psalm 119, verse 62, the man, described to be after God's own heart, said, "At midnight will I rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments." Matthew 25, verse 6 says, "And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. So you see, there's a significance about the midnight hour. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 7, "That night God appeared to Solomon and said to him, 'Ask for whatever you want me to give you.'" Take note that it was at night that a transaction happened between Solomon and God. And if we read Thessalonians 5, verse 5, it distinguishes between children of darkness and children of light by saying, "You are all children of the light. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness." When you read the scriptures, you really have to ask the Holy Spirit to open your eyes for discernment. Because if ever there was a reason that you need to be praying strongly before you go to bed, it's because we need God to watch over us. We need God to protect us. When you fall asleep, you are in your weakest state in the night, when most people are vulnerable to spiritual attacks. And we need to understand that the forces of darkness do just that. They operate in darkness, both spiritually and physically, in the natural world too. The devil is cunning, and he does not play fair. He will wait until you have let your guard down. When you are asleep and defenseless, that's when he'll attack. But today, we're going to pray that the Lord Almighty will protect us. We're going to pray for a supernatural covering so that God may block every attack from the enemy. And if you're there, refuse to have bad dreams and nightmares anymore. Lift your faith and believe that God can deliver you. Refuse to experience sleep paralysis. Refuse spiritual attacks. So join me today and pray with boldness and fervent belief that the Lord will deliver us and keep us. I was recently watching a documentary about hospital emergencies in New York City, and this documentary takes you behind the scenes so that you could see how surgeons, doctors, and nurses respond to medical emergencies. And in one episode, one of the surgeons who had been operating on other people got into a skiing accident himself and needed the help of the people who he worked with. Now, this got me to think, this surgeon was always on the other side. He was always on the other side of the emergency room. He was always on the other side of the operating table because he was the one operating. He was the expert telling the patient that everything will be okay. He was always the one giving the news, never the one waiting to receive the news. And this got me to think, what happens when it's you? What happens when you're the one who now needs to be encouraged, but you're so used to encouraging others? What happens when you now need others to pray for you, but for so long, you've been the one to pray for others? So often, as Christians, we encourage each other and tell each other to have faith and believe that God will turn it around for you. How many people in our lives have we prayed for and encouraged? We've told them that their miracle is on its way, their healing is on its way, and so on. But at one point in our lives, we will be the ones praying for a miracle in our own lives. At some point in our lives, we will be the person on the other side. We will be the patient. We will be the one in need of encouragement. So knowing this, what do you do? Well, I would like for you to pay attention to the words of Jesus in Matthew 7, 24-27. NLT, the Bible reads,
"You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on solid rock. Though the rain comes in torrents and the floodwaters rise and the winds beat against that house, it won't collapse because it is built on bedrock. But anyone who hears my teaching and doesn't obey it is foolish, like a person who builds a house on sand. When the rains and floods come and the winds beat against that house, it will collapse with a mighty crash. The way that we prepare to face the challenges of life is by building our house on the solid rock that is Jesus Christ. This means that when the rains of life pour down, when the river floods or a tornado hits, nothing can move your house. Nothing can move you because you are standing on the solid rock called Jesus Christ. So while things are well with you, continue to build your house on Jesus. Continue to stand on the solid rock of ages. In addition to this, Jesus specifically said, "Anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise." So someone who is full of wisdom, someone who is competent, if they were to build a house, they would build their house on a firm foundation, on a sturdy and strong foundation, so that when the forces of nature wreak havoc on that house, the strong foundation will hold it in place so that the house doesn't go under or it's not blown away. A strong foundation will keep the house steady whenever nature attacks in the form of strong winds, hurricanes, or earthquakes. A strong foundation doesn't just benefit the house. It also benefits the occupants because it is a safe refuge for all inside. And so when the Bible tells us to be like a wise man who built his house on the rock, it's telling us to build our faith on the firm foundation of Jesus Christ. We're being told to place our hope on the solid foundation that is Jesus Christ. This is because when the forces of evil try to wreak havoc on your life, the strong foundation on which your faith is built upon will not be overcome. The walls in your life will not be breached. When you have built your foundation on the solid rock that is Jesus Christ, you are not shaken by the earthquakes of life. You are not blown away by the winds of life. You are not taken under by the floods of life. And this is all because God will never fail you. He will never let you down. And so, saints, let me encourage you. Let your foundation be Jesus Christ. Let your faith be in Jesus Christ. Let your reason for joy, your reason for hope, be because of Jesus Christ. Because truly, I tell you, when you stand on the solid rock that is Jesus Christ, you will survive when the rain falls. You'll survive when the floods come. You won't be destroyed when the winds blow.
There's a lady by the name of Corrie Ten Boom who was mightily used of God during the Second World War. This lady went through horrific things and suffered unimaginable loss. But at the end of it all, she said something powerful. Something I'd like to share with you today. She said, "If you look at the world, you'll be distressed. If you look within, you'll be depressed. If you look at God, you'll be at rest." Peace comes from God. And so I want to speak to someone who's right on the edge of giving up. I want to encourage you, if you're struggling, don't give up. Keep on keeping on. The Amplified Translation for Galatians 6, verse 9 says, "Let us not grow weary or become discouraged in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap if we do not give in." If you've been praying and waiting on the Lord, be strong in the faith. Keep on praying. Keep on praising God. Keep on standing on His Word. Keep believing. I believe that every once in a while we need to hear encouraging words, uplifting and pleasant words that minister to our hearts, because in this world you will never fail to find something that discourages you. You look at most media outlets, you'll find there are wars and rumors of wars being reported on. You'll read headlines about potential economic collapse or a warning about the next health crises. Everywhere you look in this world, if you're not careful, you will find that you'll fill yourself up with discouragement. However, when we look to the word of the Lord, we can find something to be encouraged about. So, dear friend, I don't know what your situation looks like, but I do know that we serve a living God, a mighty God who's well able to do exceedingly above all that you could ever ask or think. So keep on keeping on. Keep on loving Him and depending on God. Keep on looking to Jesus. Keep on trusting Him and waiting on Him. Keep fighting. Keep fighting the good fight of faith. Keep running the good race. Mark 11, verse 22, the Bible simply says, "Have faith in God," Jesus answered. Now, I am saying those same four words to you today. Have faith in God. Have faith in the one who is, who was, and who will forever be. Without faith, the Bible tells us there's no pleasing God if you don't have faith. But if you have faith, even the smallest fragment of faith, the Bible says in Matthew 17, 20, because of your little faith, for truly I say to you, if you have faith like a grain of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. Faith like a grain of mustard seed, a grain. So, beloved, I want to stand with you today and tell you, keep the faith. Whether or not you're still waiting for your prayer request to be answered, keep the faith. If the people who are closest to you, they've left you feeling abandoned and alone, keep the faith. Keep the faith that Jesus Christ will take the pain away. He'll remove the feelings of loneliness. Jesus Christ is and will be all that you could ever need and more than you could ever want. If you feel like you're drowning under the weight of your sin, cry out to the Lord for deliverance and keep the faith that He'll hear you. Understand that the Lord is merciful indeed. He is faithful and righteous, and I love that He's always good. He's always faithful. He understands our pain. He wants to lift your burdens. The Lord is good because He gives us the strength to carry on through those moments when we think we can't. So in this moment, raise your faith, reach out to Jesus, trust Him, embrace Him, hold on to His word, cast your cares on Him because He loves you ever so deeply. And now when you think about some of the heroes of faith in the Bible and all the trials they went through, you'll see they all had one thing in common. One thing. They kept believing in God. They had unwavering trust in the Lord. They were strong in faith. And let me tell you something. It takes faith to follow Jesus Christ. It takes faith to continue pushing and standing for the gospel. By faith, Paul and Silas were beaten, chained up, and imprisoned, but they still praised God. The three Hebrew boys refused to bow down to King Nebuchadnezzar, all because they had strong faith. And these are all great examples of people who stood their ground and trusted in the Lord even when the odds were against them. Their faith wasn't shaken, their faith wasn't broken, because they knew that the God whom they served was bigger, greater, and more powerful than anything or anyone else they could ever come up against. We can learn so much from believers in the Bible, from how they dealt with adversity. Because even in this present day, we often find ourselves in situations where our faith is put to the test, and we must decide how we will respond. But here's what the Bible says in 1 Peter verse 6 to 7. In all this, you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. No matter what your hardship might be strong in faith. Don't allow yourself to be moved.
I want to let you know that there is power when you praise God. If you look all throughout the Bible, you will find many examples of the power that comes from praising God. Now, I believe this to be the case because when we as Spirit-filled believers lift our hearts in faith and we praise the Lord, then His glory, His power, His presence comes down. Psalm 22 verse 3 says, "But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel." God inhabits the praise of His people. I find it extraordinary and incredibly uplifting because this means that God occupies, He lives in the praises of His people. This is why you see that in the Bible, miracles happened because of praise. Chains are loosed and battles are won when God's people begin to praise Him. I want to read a short passage of scripture that'll help you understand the power of praise. Now, the context to this passage is that King Jehoshaphat received word that there were armies who had declared war against Judah. Jehoshaphat was given the daunting news that his enemies, a great multitude, was marching towards Judah, ready to attack. The king prayed and fasted, and he was told not to fear, because this battle belonged to God. And so here's what happened, according to 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 20 through 23. So they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe His prophets, and you shall prosper." And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army and were saying, "Praise the Lord, for His mercy endures forever." Now, when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. For the people of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to utterly kill and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. Jehoshaphat didn't even have to fight. He chose to praise God. The Bible says, "Now when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated." Learn this lesson. When you praise the Lord, despite the danger you face, He will intervene. When you praise God despite your enemies coming against you, God will intervene. Now, it may not always be easy to praise. There will be days when we may not feel like it. There'll be moments when you're so up against it and you're struggling. But I can tell you that if only you can learn to praise the Lord with all your heart in those moments, you'll find Him to be a strong shelter during life's storms. You'll find Him to be more capable of halting and defeating your enemies than you could ever be. So hear me, people of God. Praise should become a priority in your life.
When the bills are paid, When there's money in the bank? When there's plenty to laugh and be happy about? Do you remember to say, "Thank you, Lord"? I know where you've brought me from. I remember when it wasn't like this. Or how about when you're struggling? Work is tough. The business isn't performing well and you have problems. Do you remember to say, "Thank you"? Thank you, Lord, because I may be hard-pressed on every side, but I'm not crushed. I may be perplexed, but I'm not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. In Acts 16, Paul and Silas didn't see the prison they were in. They didn't focus on the guards, the chains, or the fact that they were uncomfortable. They focused on God. Acts 16, verse 25 and 26 says, "About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open and everyone's chains came loose." I pray that this may be the reality in our lives today. As we praise and thank God in advance, each of us will also experience a suddenly movement in our situation when things will turn around. Be thankful, saints. Be thankful always and in all circumstances. How could I not thank the Lord? How could you not thank the Lord? I am living. I am healthy. I am of a sound mind. I am blessed to have a family. Blessed to have food on my plate and a place to stay. This is not to say that everything has been perfect. But the message I want to tell you is, be thankful. Find something, find one thing to be thankful about. We should be believers that rejoice and give thanks to God Almighty through the good and through the bad. Sure, the car broke down. But I thank you for legs that I can walk. Maybe I lost my job. It's a problem. But I can still thank God that I haven't lost my health. Yes, you may not be able to afford the most luxurious dining experience, but thank God that you have never missed a meal. People of God, we ought to have a spirit of thankfulness. Let it be your disposition in life. To stop for a moment and say thank you. Psalms 107, verse 1 to 2 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from trouble."
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.